Hello and welcome to Let's Talk IBS with a Tummy Whisperer. My name is Helen Brooks and I help fed up, frustrated IBS sufferers who've tried everything get their life back using an evidence-based mind-body approach. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist with 18 years experience on a mission to raise awareness of gut-directed hypnotherapy. I'm here to help you go from being controlled by your gut to being in control of your life. In this series, we'll be looking at IBS and the gut-brain connection, why it's so important in treatment. I'll be giving you an insight into what gut-directed hypnotherapy is and how it works. I'll be busting some myths around hypnosis, taking a good look at the research that examines the effectiveness of hypnotherapy as a treatment for IBS, and answering some frequently asked questions. And I'll be giving you the chance to experience a session through the airwaves. My intention for this podcast is to educate, inspire, and empower you. There's a real lack of awareness of hypnotherapy as an evidence-based, well-researched treatment for IBS. And with 10 to 15% of the worldwide population suffering, it's not okay that no one knows about it. And it's my plan to change that. Let's start a conversation about hypnotherapy and IBS that's really missing right now. I want the Tummy Whisperer to be a beacon of hope for those who need it. So first things first, it's super important if you think that you've got IBS to seek help by a medical practitioner. If you suspect you've got IBS, please do get a professional diagnosis because it's really important to rule out any other gut problems before embarking on any kind of treatment. When hearing about hypnotherapy as a treatment for IBS, most people's reaction is shock, disbelief, or skepticism. And I guess that's hardly surprising. It's really natural to wonder, how can working with the mind help the body? So I need to say straight off that a psychological approach to IBS doesn't mean the problem's all in your head. It's something that I hear time and time again off clients where it's been dismissed as all in your head, and that's super distressing. So I'm not saying it's created by your thoughts, it's not just in your mind, it's most definitely in your body. But what I am saying is that you can work with your mind, with the subconscious mind to be more specific, to change this miscommunication between the gut and the brain and relieve your symptoms. IBS is not a problem with your digestive system. Surprised to hear that. Let me say that again. IBS is not a problem with your digestive system. It's a disorder of the gut-brain interaction. And in fact, it's recently been reclassified from a functional gut disorder to a disorder of the gut-brain interaction. And that's a super important point to note. So there's nothing wrong inside your gut. There's no damage, there's no physical problem, there's no inflammation. It's purely a problem with how the gut works, how it functions. So the bloating, the pain, the constipation, the diarrhea, the excess gas happen because of the miscommunication in the gut-brain connection. And there's this really complex coordination with the digestive process, and that's all out of whack, and that causes trouble in your tummy and chaos in your colon. So let's have a closer look at this. The gut and the brain are in constant communication with each other through something called the gut-brain axis. Now, I like to think of this, it's a bit like, in my mind, I imagine it like a comms centre. We've got the vagus nerve, which is this really long nerve that moves from the base of the brain through the heart, through various different organs, all the way down into the gut. And I think of this like the fiber broadband. It's hardwired and it carries messages both ways super quick. Then we've got the gut microbiota and other chemical messengers, and I see that like a wireless network. And if you've got IBS, there's a problem somewhere in this system. This miscommunication causes a hyperreactivity and a hypersensitivity in your enteric nervous system. And that's the gut's own nervous system, which is sometimes referred to as the second brain. Now, your gut has two types of nerve cells. There are motor neurons, and they're the ones that move the food through the gut. So they crush and mix the food. And then there's sensory neurons, which work out what's in your gut. So they kind of taste what's in there and they relay the perception of pain from the gut to the brain. And when these nerves become hyperreactive and hypersensitive, three things happen. So first of all, it means that you're probably able to feel the activity of your gut. So you might actually be able to sense food and gas bubbles moving along. And because you can feel this, these means you're much more likely to focus on the gut sensations and then worry about them. And this is called visceral hypersensitivity. So you have become hypersensitive to sensations in your gut. The second thing that happens is that these neurons become hyperreactive to both foods and stress. And when this happens, it can cause an increase in gut motility. That's the movement, the peristaltic action that squeezes and pushes food through the digestive tract. And foods that are actually okay are wrongly perceived as a threat. And this means then that they can be rushed through the gut, creating changes in stools because there hasn't been enough time for the foods to be broken down and the nutrients to be absorbed. And also further on, it creates the problems in bowel movements, either constipation or diarrhea or urgency, or in IBS where it's mixed, moving from one extreme to the other. And thirdly, the hypersensitivity of the sensory neurons activates pain signals even when there's no danger to the gut. So the pain receptors are usually activated when we ingest something that's harmful. So if we were to have food poisoning or there's some kind of bacterial infection in the gut. But in their hypersensitive state, they incorrectly send signals when safe, normal foods are digested or in a response to psychological stress. So experiencing digestive discomfort and pain increases stress. Of course it does. You know, if you can feel what's going on in your gut and your digestion's gone all out of whack and you're experiencing all of these problems, that is going to create stress and anxiety. And then those neurons are more receptive to stress, which then exacerbates the problem. So this means that it's likely that you get caught in this vicious cycle of focusing on your gut, experiencing digestive distress, feeling anxious and stressed about that, and then experiencing further digestive discomfort and distress. It can be a really hard cycle to break once that's happening. So now you understand what's happening in your body and why, let's have a look at what gut-directed hypnotherapy is and how it can help. So first of all, what is hypnotherapy? Hypnotherapy is the use of hypnosis as a therapeutic technique, which is used to create changes to the way that we think, feel, or behave. And it can also create changes to physical functions such as the pain response and digestion. So hypnosis is a state of focused awareness. It's a narrowed attention combined with relaxation. And it's often referred to as a trance state. And it's nothing weird or wonderful. We all go into trance a number of times throughout the day. So if you think about when you're daydreaming and your eyes are stuck on a spot on the wall, somebody might be calling you or talking to you and you know they're there and you know that they're talking, but your focus is elsewhere. Perhaps you're daydreaming about having a holiday or something entirely different, but that is a trance state. We also go into trance when we're just dropping off. So if you're in bed and dropping off, the phone beeps and you say, oh, it's just dropping off. Well, you don't say that woke me up. You know you weren't asleep, but equally you weren't quite alert and awake. It's this in-betweeny state where you're relaxed and your thoughts are beginning to wander or they're absorbed in something. But even when we're deeply absorbed in a book or focused on a film, that's a trance state. And I guess if you've got kids, then you've probably 100% absolutely likely to have experienced talking to your child asking them a question and they are just so zoned out. They're looking at the telly and there's no recollection of anything else that's going on around them. That's a trance state. Now, in this state, the subconscious mind becomes more receptive to suggestions, to images, to metaphors that are given to it by the hypnotherapist. And the subconscious is the part of our mind that controls all of the physiological functions that we don't consciously think about. So things like breathing, heart rate, body temperature, blood pressure, and digestion. And gut-directed hypnotherapy is using hypnotherapy to change the function of the gut. And it works by restoring the communication between the gut and the brain. So we want to reduce that hypersensitivity of the nerve cells. And in doing so, that relieves the symptoms of IBS. So with hypnotherapy, we can also teach the mind to control the gut rather than the gut controlling you. Now, we talked about the nerve cells becoming much more reactive to stress. Now, stress and anxiety exacerbates IBS symptoms because those nerve cells are hyperreactive and hypersensitive. Hypnotherapy can counteract this by activating the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's the calming part of the nervous system. So we've got the sympathetic, which I always think about is if I was fired out into space as a human cannonball, my heart would be racing, my blood pressure would be high, my eyes would be wide, and my system would be in red alert with adrenaline pumping around me. The parasympathetic, I always remember, is like when I pull the parachute and it brings everything back down to calmness. So it lowers blood pressure, it slows the heart rate, it releases muscular tension, even blocks the production of adrenaline. And in doing so, that stimulates the body's rest and digest phase. So in fight or flight, in a fear state, the blood flows moved away from the digestive tract. We don't digest our food. And in rest and digest, that moves back and comfortable digestion begins. It affects the way that food is released from the stomach into the intestines and lots of other changes too. So hypnosis can bring about that physical calmness and also can help change subconscious responses to situations. So thinking about the fear of needing the toilet when away from home, which is super common with my clients that I work with, or a fear of eating certain foods. If you've experienced pain numerous times when eating something, it can be very hard to reintroduce that. Or, yeah, lots of other fears. There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear in many different aspects of managing and living with IBS. And hypnotherapy is great because it can help with those. It can really ease and soothe anxiety and calm the mind and the body. It's a really wonderful way of working. So just to recap then, IBS is a disorder of the gut-brain interaction. There's a problem in the communication in the gut-brain axis, which is the mechanisms by which the brain and the gut communicate in two directions. This miscommunication causes a hyperreactivity and a hypersensitivity. That hypersensitivity means that the neurons are reactive to both foods and stress, despite there being no actual problem in the gut itself. This hypersensitivity and hyperreactivity then often creates increase in stress or anxiety, which aggravates the problem further. Hypnotherapy is a therapeutic technique using hypnosis, which is a state of relaxation and focused awareness. Gut-directed hypnotherapy focuses on changing the function of the gut and relieving the stress and anxiety that exacerbate IBS. So that brings us to the end of episode one. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found it helpful. I'd love you to join me for episode two when I'll be answering the question, Does gut-directed hypnotherapy really work? Let's take a look at the evidence. If you like this so far, come and join me on Instagram. You'll find me at The Tummy Whisperer. See you soon.